East Tennessee, you're listening to the Legends of Country right here on 95.7 Duke FM. I'm the Hawk, and during the last song, Friends in Low Places, my friend from a low place seven-time CMA Entertainer of the Year, the one and only Garth, has called the studio line. Garth, you're live on the air today, man.
That is sweet, man. When you said Legends, thanks for making room for me. This is pretty cool.
Oh, man. Did you hear the song and decide to call us up here at the Duke?
You know what? I can't tell you. When we cut Friends in Low Places, I had no idea what would happen. I just knew we were already playing it in the bars and seeing what was happening there. But that song, people always ask you, what's it like to sing Friends in Low Places every night? And I tell them, I don't know, because I only get to do the first four notes and then everybody else sings and I watch.
Man, people break into that song just left and right. It's out of the blue, too.
It's great, man. And 2 o'clock in the morning, my phone will light up and it'll be somebody on the West Coast doing karaoke to it saying, hey, this is the greatest version. And, you know, they're way too drunk to be sending texts at that time. And it's fabulous. So it's fun to get to sing that every night.
Oh, I love it. I'm glad you called. It's been a while since we last spoke. I know you've got a huge show coming up Saturday, July 31st, Nissan Stadium there in Nashville. I hope you remember this, but I remember seeing you five nights in a row in Cincinnati years ago. It was crazy.
Yeah,
you
box.
Rode this wire down out of the ceiling. Do you remember that?
Sure did. We had Rosie O'Donnell had a talk show. We went there the day after. I had no voice whatsoever to do my stuff because of the five nights in the box there. You just got in there, and it was fun. We did the piano gag.
Yes.
And they did the chain thing out over the audience. It was fun, man. It was good. The crazy thing is, at Nissan Stadium, it'll be the same drummer, keyboard player, bass player, steel player, acoustic. I mean, we've all been together for 100 years, so it's fun to travel around with your family.
Now, wait a minute. So tell the Duke listeners, at Nissan Stadium, are you planning to ride a wire from the suites up on the 300 level down to the stage?
It would have to be a log chain now. I've gained a little weight since the 90s. So, but it's going to be fun. I'll have enough area, trust me, to cover, because this stage is over like 120 feet wide.
Oh, my Lord.
It's a football stadium. And so what I love about Nissan is, if you look on that ground out there, it feels like it was made for concerts. So it's not a bad seat in the house. So we're excited to get to come home.
Love it. Talking with Garth here on 95.7 Duke FM. I want to know, will your wife, Trisha Yearwood, be joining you there on stage at Nissan Stadium?
We do everything together. And so it's here in Nashville. So, you know, you'd be sleeping in your own bed, in your own house and stuff. So I'm sure she'll be on the grounds with Trisha. She's got like four different careers going, so I never know her schedule and try and keep up with it. I just play music, but she's got all these things going. So I'm hoping she's going to be there that night, and then hopefully we can talk.
I've been enjoying your wife's cooking for years. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
My wife watches Trisha's cooking show, and I'm telling you, most of the things my wife makes is Trisha's recipes. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. Those books have kind of become the fabric of this nation's, you know, kind of table. So really, really, really sweet. And you're going to love this, man. I finally did something smart. On the tour, the cooks that apply for the tour have to cook out of her cookbook every meal out of your own tour. So it's like getting to cook, you know, it's like getting to eat at home every night.
Wow, I ought to tell my wife to sign up for that. I think she'd do pretty good at it. But anyway, tickets to see Garth on sale tomorrow at 11 a.m. our time, obviously. The show, I know, is going to sell out really fast. Duke listeners, you can win a pair right now by texting Garth to 76622. That's Garth to 76622. Talking to Garth Brooks, who will be a concert again, Nissan Stadium in Nashville, July 31st. Garth, I see the whole tour, like I said, is pretty much sold out every date that I'm looking at. Now, I know you're going to be riding across I-40 on your way to Charlotte in September. How do you feel about stopping and seeing a good friend of ours here on Duke, Mr. Chuck Ward? He's the owner of the world-famous Cotton Eye Joe. And I hear your daughter's going to be playing there in September, too, so this may work out.
Oh, no kidding, man. I got to tell you, she's the hardest-working guy in show business right now. Everywhere we're at, so we're going up to Cheyenne for the 125th up there, and she's playing up there. And we're going to Nebraska, and she's playing just north of there, and so she's everywhere right now. I don't think I could work as hard as she does.
Oh, yeah.
She's enjoyed it, having a great time. And, yeah, man, any chance to get to play over there.
Pull the bus on your way to Charlotte. Say hi.
Like,
you know, just go in, have something to drink, strum a song, and move on, you know?
That's my life right there. I like that.
I got to tell you, I got Garth here on the phone and so excited for that show July 31st, Nissan Stadium, Nashville. Tickets on sale at 11 o'clock tomorrow. I want to ask you one more question. I know recently you received one of the most prestigious honors an artist can receive, the Kennedy Center Honor. Tell the Duke listeners about that experience.
Well, it was really cool. It was kind of uncomfortable because you're the guy in the box now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was lucky enough to get to honor J. George Jones. I was lucky enough to get to honor Loretta Lynn, but never thinking of yourself in that position. So it's kind of more fun to honor somebody else than it is, because all you can think about is the sacrifices all these musicians and artists have made to come pay tribute to you. So it was humbling. It was great. I'm not sure it was deserved, but they're not going to get it back.
It's
pretty cool. Pretty cool to get your name listed next to those kind of names.
I watched, and love seeing that. I love seeing you for years. I know the Duke listeners love. We get requests all the time, every day, to play your songs, and we love having you part of the station. I'm glad you joined us here on the interview. I want to thank Garth for taking the time to call us here at 95.7 Duke FM, East Tennessee. Don't forget to text Garth to 76622 to win a pair, but make sure you get your tickets before they sell out tomorrow. Tickets go on sale at 11 o'clock. Garth Live, Nissan Stadium in Nashville. Garth, any last thing you want to say to the listeners on Duke?
Thank you a million times over for my life, for my children's life, and just a chance to get to play, to have a career on this level and this long. Are you kidding me? Hawk, thank you very much. Thanks for the time in Cincinnati. Thanks for this. I sure appreciate it.
Awesome. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.
Okay, brother. Have a good one. Bye-bye.